Hello again, Blind Call Techers. This is Christian Waywell again, doing my second review today. As I said in my DSP 400 review, I want to talk about the Olympus DM1. Now, this is a voice recorder. It is quite small. It's a voice recorder MP3 player to a limited degree. But it does work. It does actually work. You have essentially got a recorder that's in two parts. You have the actual body of the unit itself. What would it be? Probably 3 or 4 inches long, maybe a bit more. The top contains two jacks and a control, volume control. The first jack is a microphone input, and the jack to the right of that is the microphone out. The ridged section to the right of that is the microphone that's built in. It is mono. This is not kind of the standard of things like the WS-100, WS-3000, whatever they call those WS headsets. However, the machine for voice dictation is not bad, and it's made limited use of. You can make limited use of it as an MP3 player. More about that in a second. It uses multimedia cards for its storage. On the top of the machine is a slot where you shove these in. You push them down. You have the card. You orient the card in such a way that the cutout corner, like what you find on a floppy disk, is to the left and facing down. You push the card in until it will go no further. You may be thinking, if you actually have one of these or you've used one, how do I get the card out? There's a lever on the back for doing that. The front face of the unit consists of a small square screen. This contains information about the playtime, various other prompts that appear that you can deal with. There are 5 buttons on the front panel, and they go from top to bottom. There's like 3 that progressively get shorter. They are record, stop, and menu. And the other two are, index, mark, and erase. That's all there is on the front. At the bottom is the speaker grill. It's a metal. I think the front of this device is metal, by the look of it. It's a metal-fronted section where the speaker and the buttons are. The buttons are quite nice because they're, as you can hear, very tactile. They leave you in no doubt that you're pressing them. We'll look now round from the top to the right. You've got 3 controls on the right hand end, on the right hand side of the machine. There is the folder button, which toggles you through the folders. I can't exactly remember the specification of how many folders there are, but I think there's 5. You can put messages in, and then you can put MP3s in. I'll talk about those in a moment. The next button down is the play. I believe it's play pause, or it may be just play. But we'll discover what that does in a minute. The button below that is a rocker switch control. You press on the top to move up from file to file. You press the bottom edge of it to move down. You press and hold it to skip through a file in small chunks, although I don't find that to be very intuitive. Pressing and holding play when you're in play mode will double the speed, I believe, of playback, but keep the pitch the same. So it does sound sort of choppy and artificial. Some earlier Olympus models actually some early Olympus players like this one actually increased the pitch so you sounded like a munchkin on these machines. But this one doesn't. But we'll do some demo recordings in a few minutes. The rest of the right-hand side of the machine is empty. There's nothing down the right-hand side. The bottom of the machine has a pop-out plastic protection cover. This is used for the USB connectivity to the computer. You do not need batteries in the player when you are connecting to the USB, since it will power from the USB. You cannot use the recording facilities of the player or the playback facilities in USB mode. It is only for storage and retrieval in that mode. Up the left hand side, you have pretty much nothing up till about halfway up the machine. There's a little hole, and I would think, looking at that, it is the power jack for putting power in. Further up, there are three switches, toggle click switches. They control several aspects. The first one that you come to is the lock switch. Now this, when the player is turned on and you're playing a file, this will lock the keys so the buttons don't work. And the second one is the microphone state switch. This means that you can have it in conference or dictation. If you have it in conference, the input level is higher, so you can capture sounds from further away. The top switch of the three controls the mode of the player, whether you're in MP3 mode or whether you're in dictation mode. When you're in MP3 mode, you can't play voice files. When you're in voice file mode, you can't play MP3s, and vice versa. In MP3 mode, you cannot record. So a way to find out if you can record or not is to put the switch in whichever position and try it. We'll talk about what happens there in a minute. Turning the unit over, we're now looking at the back side of the unit. The bottom is where the batteries go. There is a sort of a ridged area where you can press on and pull down on to snap the battery cover off. It contains two AAA batteries. They reckon that they last a fair while. I don't exactly know the running times. Above that is a switch. Looks a bit like a belt clip actually, but it's not. This is for sliding the card out. It's spring loaded, so you push up from the bottom. As you can hear, when I let go of it, it snaps back into the bottom position. So, and then just sort of halfway up on the left hand side of that is the on-off switch. When the player is on, for safety reasons, for not to damage the card, the lock switch, the switch for removing cards, is disabled. It is locked. If you're trying to take a card out, you cannot turn the player on. The switch has to be in the... You cannot hold the switch up and turn the player on, because it's rather cleverly made. The power switch has a little... there must be a hole in the lock switch or something for the power. There's maybe a pin or something on the power switch that slides into this hole and makes the switch lock. Further up the back is pretty plain. There's just a little knobble at the very top. I'm not sure what that symbol indicates. Well, it looks like a downward pointing arrow, probably meaning to point the card. Push the card in to get it out, to get it to lock in place. Now I'm going to put the card, I'm going to turn the player on without a card in so you can hear what happens. If you happen to turn it on without a card in, it will make this noise when it initializes. That means there's an error. It doesn't actually do anything, but when you try to do anything. That was the menu button. You can still access the menus. So, whichever mode you're in, there's nothing happens. So what I'm going to do now is turn the player off and put the card in. By just pushing it down. Put the switch into the upper position for the mode and turn the player on. That means the player is ready. That means that there's nothing. I'm in MP3 mode. If the switch is in the upper mode, you are in MP3 mode. Whichever mode you turn the player on in, you will get the same notification if you've had the card out. If you don't take the card out, the player doesn't make a noise. You just have to check it to make sure it's on by pressing your stop button. Now I'm going to switch the button. I took the card out and put it back in. I'm going to turn the player back on. So that indicates the player has read the card and the card's in the right format. You cannot record in MP3 mode, which is what I'm trying to do. If the player is on, however, and you want to check to see that you believe that it's on, just press your stop key and it'll make that noise. Beep, bottom. Or any of the other keys, like play or rewind or whatever, or make a beep, which indicates it's pretty much working. You can also use the mode switch to check as well. If you toggle from MP3 mode to dictation mode, you do not have to turn the player off to do this. You just change the mode and it will beep when after a second or so. I'm now going to press record and make a test recording. I'm now recording with the Olympus DM1. I'm recording in conference mode. I'm now recording in dictation mode just by switching the switch. We're back in conference mode. And stop. That means that I've stopped the recording. I'm now going to play my recording back. I'll turn the volume down a bit using the volume wheel. I'm now recording with the Olympus DM1. I'm recording in conference mode. I'm now recording in dictation mode just by switching the switch. We're back in conference mode. And stop. That beep beep type sound indicates that you are at the end of a file. To play the next file, you just press your play key again and it would play, but there's only one. Pressing play while it's playing will pause it. Recording with. And it will go. The Olympus. It does a double low beep when you pause it to indicate that you have paused it. Pressing play will play it. Recording in conference mode. I'm now recording conference mode. Right. What I did there. I'm going to make another recording and I'm going to place a mark in the recording here. I'm now going to talk a bit more and I'm going to place another mark here. I will explain a bit more about that when I come to play the recording back, how I place marks and things like that. Now I'm going to place another mark right here. And now I'm going to stop the recording. Okay, so when I play the recording back, it will play the whole thing. I've not actually placed any marks yet, but we're going to do that now using the little button on the front panel, which is below the record button and to the right of the stop button. It's a little round button. So, let's play this recording.
I'm going to make another recording, and I'm going to play place a mark in the recording here.
Marked it.
I'm now going to talk a bit more and I'm going to place another mark here.
There's another one.
I will explain a bit more about that when I come to play the recording back, how I place marks and things like that. Now I'm going to place another mark right here. And now I'm going to stop the recording.
So, what you can do now, I've placed three marks in the recording. When I said here, I was pressing the mark button so you can hear what happens. I'm going to play the recording and I'm going to move forward through it.
I'm going to make another recording. I'm now going to talk a bit more.
That's...
I will explain a bit more about that when I... And now I'm going to stop the recording.
So, as you can see, by putting marks in a file, you split the file into sections. So you can, put bookmarks in a file and you can quickly jump through it. You can listen to the whole thing as one file.
I'm going to make another recording and I'm going to place a mark in the recording here. I'm now going to talk a bit more and I'm going to place another mark here.
So I've stopped the recording now. As you can see, it will let you play the whole thing, or I can go...
And now I'm going to stop the recording.
By clicking...
I will explain...
I'm clicking through the recording.
And now I'm going to stop the recording.
So, I've now made a recording with marks in it. What I'm going to demonstrate now is what happens when you play a recording back at double the speed. So you press play, and you press and hold play down.
And I'm going to place a mark in the recording here. I'm now going to talk a bit more, and I'm going to place another mark here.
To get it to go back to normal, press play again.
Play recording back.
I'll hold it down.
How I place marks and things like that. Now I'm going to place another mark right here. And now I'm going to stop the recording.
So if you want to listen to something faster, you can do that by using the play button as I just did. And it makes you talk a bit like this, with a bit of a bubbly effect behind it, sort of thing. So it's kind of weird. Another machine I have that does that, or can do that, is the Olympus, the APH Handicassette Mark II. I may do a review on that some other time. It's just a run-of-the-mill cassette recorder, so there's not really much to talk about on it. Somebody else may have covered it, but I will check the Blind Cool Tech site to see. They are not a bad cassette deck if you're using them with external microphones, but on the internal mic, they're not good. I'm sorry to those guys at APH for saying that. If anybody's got an Olympus, an APH Handicassette Mark II, use it with an external microphone. The results are much better. They're good for playing. They're absolutely brilliant for playing. But on the internal microphone, for recording, they're not good. But I don't suppose in a way they were made for recording. Now, I'm going to go back now to the Olympus. The fact that you can plug external mics into this and the results are good. Even the internal mic's pretty good. The recording quality can be changed. You may want to memorise the menus, but I find the best way to find out how to do this is to get some sighted assistance to go through the menu and change the option for you. If you know where it is, or you can get a menu map worked out in your head, which some of you do, then you're okay, you're good to go, you can do it. You'll be able to navigate some of this. Well, there's bits, like I say, the menus are the most inaccessible part of this player. But the good thing I love about this player is the fact that it bleeps and tells you what's going on at all times. I'm going to now cover deleting a file. To delete a file, you go on the front panel, there is the record button, play button, fast forward, mark button, and then you've got menu, and delete is the small indented button to the right of the menu button. Press this key once. The player is asking me, am I sure? If I press another key, it says, okay, I've cancelled. So we do that again. Press it once. It's asking, do I want to do it again? To confirm I want to delete the file, press the delete key again and it'll go ba-dop. When there's no more files, it makes that noise. The MP3 side of this player, you need to use the software that comes with it to install what they call the codec, which is the part that decodes MP3s. I have actually done this once. Once you've got that part done, you can transfer MP3s using the software, or I believe you can do it through Windows Explorer. You cannot just bang MP3s on straight away. You've got to install the little encoder. It's a multi-codec player. You basically, if Olympus decided to, they could update the codec, and then you can play whatever types of files they have got codecs for. So it's flexible, although I don't really know a great lot about it. And I've tried it with MP3s. I don't know if it can handle any more now since I bought the unit. But MP3s are good to go. So, my contact details. I can be emailed at kwaywell, which is kwaywell@kwaywell.com. If anybody has any questions about this player, or if you've got one of these and you want to just talk about your experiences with it, please feel free. There are better players out there. This comes with a 128 meg SD card, so it's quite... No, not an SD card, an MMC, full-size MMC, which will give you 11 hours recording in standard play mode and 20-some hours recording in the long play mode, although quality will suffer when you do. For voice recordings, it's good. You couldn't do a podcast with it, the quality just isn't there. It only records to DSS format, as I said in my previous podcast. About the headset, this player does not record in DSS format. It does not record in MP3 WMA format. You need something like a WS320 or one of the other players like that, or a DS2 or something on those lines to do that. But if you can get hold of a DM1, it's good for voice dictation. If you want one for like massive conferences, this will do it. It's thin, it's quite good. What I use it for, which is just general note taking, it does the job. It's not great, but it works. So that is the end of this podcast. My next podcast will be how a partially sighted person can do hardware maintenance on their PC. I will be installing a DVD rewriter drive, which I'm taking delivery of sometime today. So that will be an interesting podcast for those of you who are interested in that kind of thing. So this is Christian Waywell signing out. And if you want to contact me, please feel free to do so.